A few years later, René Robert Cavelier, Sieur de La Salle, followed the Mississippi River all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. La Salle claimed the region around the river for France. He called this territory Louisiana in honor of King Louis XIV. In 1718, the French governor found the port of New Orleans near the mouth of the Mississippi River. Later, French explorers, traders, and missionaries traveled west to the Rocky Mountains and southwest to the Rio Grande. Growth of New France. French settlement in North America advanced very slowly. Settlement in New France consisted of a system of estates along the St. Lawrence River. The estate holders received land in exchange for bringing settlers to the colony. Known as tenant farmers, the settlers paid their lord an annual rent and worked for him for a fixed number of days each year. The French had better relations with the Native Americans than did the other Europeans. French trappers and missionaries traveled deep into Indian lands. They lived among the Native American peoples, learned their languages, and respected their ways. Although the missionaries had come to convert Native Americans to Catholicism, they did not try to change the Indians' customs. Most important, the French colony grew so slowly that Native Americans were not pushed off their lands. New Spain. In the early 1600s, England, France, and the Netherlands began their colonization of North America. The Spanish, however, still controlled most of Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. They also expanded into the western and southern parts of what would one day be the United States. Spain was determined to keep the other European powers from threatening its empire in America. To protect their claims, the Spanish sent soldiers, missionaries, and settlers north into present-day New Mexico. In late 1609 or early 1610, Spanish missionaries, soldiers, and settlers founded Santa Fe. Another group of missionaries and settlers were sent to what is now Arizona in the late 1600s. When France began exploring and laying claims to lands around the Mississippi River, the Spanish moved into what is now Texas. Spain wanted to control the area between the French territory and their own colony in Mexico. In the early 1700s, Spain established San Antonio and seven other military posts in Texas. Missions in California. Spanish priests built a string of missions along the Pacific coast. Missions are religious settlements established to convert people to a particular faith. The missions enabled the Spanish to lay claim to California. The Spanish did more than convert Native Americans to Christianity. Spanish missionaries and soldiers also brought them to the missions, often by force, to serve as laborers in fields and workshops. In 1769, Junipero Serra, a Franciscan monk, found a mission at San Diego. Over the next 15 years, Father Serra set up 8 more missions in California along a route called El Camino Real, the Royal Highway, missions that would grow into such cities as Los Angeles and Monterrey. The distance from one mission to the next was usually a day's walk, and Serra traveled on foot to visit each one and advise the missionaries. Serra also championed the rights of the Native Americans. He worked to prevent Spanish army commanders in the region from mistreating them. European conflicts in North America. The rivalries between European nations carried over into the Americas. Britain and France fought several wars in the 1700s. When the two countries were at war in Europe, fighting often broke out between British colonists in America and French colonists in New France. France and Great Britain were the principal rivals of the colonial period. Both nations were expanding their settlements in North America. In the late 1700s and early 1800s, wars in Europe between the British and the French would shape events across the Atlantic even more decisively.